Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're making up for this. We got some numbers transposed.
Better late than never.
Well, yeah, because we like having this guy on.
Yeah, Ken Goslin's great. He's the business writer for the Hartford Courant. Good morning. How are you, Ken?
You doing good?
You guys doing?
We're good. So we've talked for the last couple of weeks since your story about the MGM in Springfield. Mm-hmm. They've been open for an hour and a half, and they're cutting jobs already.
Well, it's just part of this bigger plan, actually,
right.
across the whole company, and kind of what they, if, just by way of background a little bit, MGM has been expanding very rapidly across the country.
Right.
You know, they opened in just outside of D.C. in August in Springfield. You know, they're buying a casino in New York. So what they're saying, they're kind of looking at this and saying, you know, maybe we have kind of like a lot of repetitive jobs across all these properties.
Okay. Maybe we
can, you know, be more efficient this way. And so that's kind of what they're thinking. But the number is large. They're looking to take out $100 million in labor costs.
Phew.
And that could translate to like 2,000 jobs.
But it sounds to me like you're talking about supervisory personnel, beverage service managers, although I think they have to be on the scene. But it's not a croupier per se.
No. It wouldn't be really jobs that are facing people, you know, their patrons in the venues that they operate. It's more on the management level, okay? And so they're looking, well, okay, we might have attrition here, which, you know, people retiring and such like that, and then not filling jobs. And there might be buyouts. There could be, but there could also be some layoffs.
Ken, from what you've been reading, And I noticed another story you did, actually it was back in December, about the tribal casino in East Windsor, you know, the East Windsor, the kind of satellite casino.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a big casino going into Boston, you've got R2 here in the eastern part of the state, you've got, you know, you would have this one, then as you say, New York's getting one and has a couple. This is getting really to be kind of a crowded field, isn't it?
It's extremely crowded, and it's just becoming more and more intense, and that's part of what MGM is responding to. There is just a lot of competition, and they're just looking how they can reduce their costs and operate more efficiently and be more profitable. That has been part of their problem in the past some quarters, that they just haven't met the profit levels that they had expected to. Their public company, you know, the stock price has been slumping, and that doesn't make investors happy. Yes, it is very, becoming very intense in gambling.
The federal government shut down into its fourth week. Your story about 1,500 federal workers in the state of Connecticut. How badly are they being impacted by this?
Well, you know, we've talked to many of them, and it's getting very frustrating for them. Especially this past Friday was the
supposed
first,
to get paid,
you know, missed paycheck.
Yeah.
And the workers that we have spoken with, they are just very frustrated because they don't know when they're going to be paid, and they have their same bills. And a couple that I talked to up at Bradley, they feel like they're pawns in some, you know, this larger political game.
They are.
And it's just very frustrating. And one woman that I spoke to, she was, you know, she said some people will come up to her, and yes, they will be paid. She was still on the job working, and she said, well, geez, you know, how would it be if I came to you and said, well, you know, you'll be paid sometime, don't know when, you know, but in the meantime, how do you live?
I hope you have credit cards, I suppose.
Yes. Mortgages, all those things.
By the way, you had another story. Joe and I were talking about this on the air, and that was about Arch Street, the legendary Arch Street, which if you remember driving down the street there, what street is that? I can't remember. It's not Front. It's the one next. But anyway, driving down there, and you saw all this construction, so they lost their parking lot. Mm-hmm. So I guess they're getting a little help.
Yes, they are. The Capital Region Development Authority has kind of looked at this and said, They have lost business as a result of this, and they did. The board approved $100,000 payment to them for this. And Mr. Collins, who has run that since the 1970s, they said has been very, patient about what is happening there. Kind of knew, that there was going to be some disruption. But it really, at one point it looked like the place was closed, and this is kind of the rationale that the board of the Capital Region Development Authority said, okay, we've got to somehow compensate him.
As we go into the first full week of the Malloy administration, Ken, what's the biggest issue that business has that they want answered or solved or fixed?
Well, I would think that the taxation issue is going to be very big for them, and so that is one thing they're going to have to look at, and how the legislature and now the new governor are going to have to figure out how we can increase revenue and keep taxes in line somehow.
But since you cover business, I mean, the complaints that we get from businesses, too much regulation, too much. Is Lamont going to be doing something about that?
He has talked about making government more accessible and easier to deal with. I don't know how that will then play out practically for, say, someone who is going to, say, the Department of Environmental Protection and trying to get a permit for something. How that will play out, I'm not sure how that will go. But he has said that he wants to make government more accessible and easier to deal with.
Hey, can I ask you a question about the MGM? Okay, there's one obviously over at Foxwoods. Is that just like kind of an arrangement to use the name, the brand, or is it owned by MGM?
You're talking about MGM at Foxwoods. Oh, you meant, I think you're talking about that they used to have the hotel there.
Yeah.
That is no longer there. That hasn't been there for a while.
Oh.
So they had parted ways.
All right.
All right. That makes
sense.
It's
a divorce.
Yep. Hey, Ken, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. As always, you can read Ken of the Current. You can follow me on Twitter at Kenneth Gosselin. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Good to talk to you. This guy's good.
Yeah, he's very good.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.